Welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, and Department of Veteran Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now the host of Minnesota Military Radio Hour, Tom Lyons.
Welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'm Tom Lyons. For today's show, we're at Tartan Park Golf Course in Lake Elmo, Minnesota, for the second annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic.
But before we get started, let's take a moment to remember two of Minnesota's own. Friends and family of Minneapolis native John Foss say the redheaded smile reflected his nature as a sweet kid. A class of 1998 valedictorian and football quarterback at Minnehaha Academy, his coach says that even for his age, he was a bright kid who knew where he was going with his life. Nicholas Spehar, a 2005 graduate of Chisago Lakes High School, was known as a quiet leader, a star in academics and three sports. Both with a desire to serve their country and make the world a better place, their paths converged as they joined the United States Navy SEALs serving in Afghanistan. Chief Petty Officer John Foss and Petty Officer First Class Nicholas Spehar were two of the 30 U.S. troops killed last Saturday when their Chinook helicopter crashed in Afghanistan's Tangi Valley. As the father of one of the SEALs killed said that day, "In this world, there are wolves, sheep, and sheepdogs. These men embraced their duty to protect the innocent from the wolves and made the ultimate sacrifice alongside friends. They will be missed, but not forgotten."
And now it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Since 9/11, there have been many organizations that have taken up the cause of caring for soldiers and their families. However, there is one organization in particular that I would like to highlight. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation, or MMFF, is a community-supported fund founded in November 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand the sacrifices that military families make in order to serve our state and country. Sacrifices that sometimes may result in an unexpected financial hardship for the military family. Whether it's a grant or a loan, the MMFF is there to help ease the burden of the hardship until that military family can get on its feet again. The foundation honors requests for household expenses such as utilities, rent and mortgages, household and appliance and repair, auto repairs, transportation and lodging for families to visit a hospitalized soldier, family counseling, and medical expenses. The MMFF makes a difference not only in the lives of the military family, but also improves the morale and safety of other military personnel. When a soldier is distracted because of concerns about financial issues back home, they are not fully engaged in the mission abroad. That puts them and the people around them at risk. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation helps turn a bad situation into a positive situation for the soldier and the people with whom they serve. When the MMFF helps military families, they make a difference for all military personnel and families. I salute the Minnesota Military Family Foundation for their generous service and goodwill toward the men and women of the armed forces.
Thank you, General Nash. You can link to the Adjutant General's blog, Facebook, and Twitter feed through MinnesotaNationalGuard.org/generallyspeaking. Joining me today is Bill Popp from Popp Communications and also the Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And, Bill, we're having a nice afternoon at Tartan Park Golf Club.
Sir Thomas, this is fantastic. I'll tell you, the weather is cooperating beautifully. We've got what's called natural sunblock out here, a lot of clouds, yet there's absolutely no rain, no storm or anything. This is it's a blessing of a day.
And, Mr. Popp, would you like to explain to the listeners what we're doing on a golf course instead of back at the office working?
Well, thanks to your leadership, Sir Thomas, we are golfing to raise money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and a special thanks also to 3M for donating their golf course for today. This is just spectacular. All the people coming together to raise money to be able to say thank you and to help military families.
And aren't they great? The 3M Military Support Network stepped up to be our host sponsor this year for the second annual event.
Wow.
To raise funds for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Now, Bill, can you refresh our listeners on what we do at the Minnesota Military Family
Foundation? There's basically three things that we really focus on. And number one is to raise money to help military families that are experiencing a financial crisis. And, you know, military families, they don't make a lot of money, so it doesn't take much to create a financial crisis. And we raise money, and we're there to support them through the family assistance centers when they have a financial crisis. Second thing we really try to do is we're out there trying to say thank you to military families. You know, the veterans and soldiers and people in uniform are getting a lot of thank yous and accolades nowadays, and that's excellent. That's exactly the right thing to do. But the military family is still pretty stealth. Most people don't know who the family members are, and what we're trying to do is just encourage people to say thank you. You'll go out of your way to say thank you to a military family member for the sacrifices that they make, and we're trying to get out there to publicly be saying thank you to military families also. So thank you, military families. And the third thing we're really trying to do is trying to help with inaccurate paradigms in our society that can hurt military families or hurt veterans or soldiers. I'll give you an example of one. We just want to get these paradigms correct. But, for example, today in the military, the young adults between the ages of 17 and 24, less than 27% of our young adults between the ages of 17 and 24 even qualify to be in our U.S. military. Our U.S. military has the best of the best people, some of the best people from our society. And, you know, you see a lot of those old movies and stuff, and they say, well, if you were the bad boy in school, you know, the teacher wanted to send you into the military and things that are. That's not today's military. Today's military is some of the best people out of our society. And we want people to have the right mindsets about our military personnel and our veterans and military families, so that when there's an opportunity for a job at a company after they've retired from the military, that they're not just somewhat considered for the job, but they're absolutely considered very seriously for the position. So we want to change some mindsets out there that aren't 100% right.
Bill, we've talked to General Nash, the Adjutant General, a number of times, and he's told us that since in the last 10 years, just the Minnesota National Guard has deployed over 22,000 people to 35 countries around the world, out there serving their country and risking their lives. And today, we've got about 3,000 Minnesota National Guardsmen serving, and of course, the 1st Brigade Combat Team just left for Kuwait. If we ask those deployed soldiers, what can we do to help? What's the answer, Bill?
Oh, my God. The number one request of a soldier is take care of my family. And that's exactly what we do. And, Sir Thomas, you're doing a great job of that as well.
Well, we're doing the best we can for an old Vietnam veteran. Oh, it feels good.
You're doing fabulous.
Mr. Pop, I don't know how I could do this for 20 years and not live up to what you've done, because you've been a big supporter of military families.
Well, it's been an honor and a privilege, and it's exactly the right thing to do.
Since we're speaking with Bill Pop, the chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour here on Newstalk 100.3 FM. Bill, since 2004, well, we've given out a lot of grants and a lot of money. How many?
Oh, we're approaching 1,000 grants and close to $2 million in grants in dollars to help military families.
And could you enlighten our listeners on what type of things that those grants pay for?
There's a wide variety. You know, during the wintertime, furnaces are real popular, and all year round, water heaters are popular in the sense of when they go out, we replace those for military families. And occasionally there's the travel need that comes up that a family member wants to visit a soldier in the hospital, and we pay for the air, the ground transportation, the lodging, things in that order. There's a wide variety of things that we do to help military families.
And Bill, today we're out here at Darden Park Golf Club, as I indicated, and we've got 48 foursomes, 192 golfers, about 35 volunteers, lots of folks out here all pulling together to help military families.
Oh, God bless them, yes.
And there's really a lot of business folks that have come through for us today and helped us with a big fundraiser so that we can make sure we've got plenty of funds to take care of these grants.
Yes, God bless them all. This is spectacular. And Sir Thomas, you brought it all together.
Well, I just helped, Bill. You put everything in place.
Wow.
I'd like to just, if you could, for a moment, we work very closely with the Family Assistance Centers.
Yes.
And we're going to interview Mike Farron coming up on a future segment. Can you tell us how we interact with them?
Yeah, when the military family has a financial crisis, the Family Assistance Centers are actually proactively involved or in contact with the military family. So the assistance centers know what's going on. They write a synopsis, send it to our foundation, and oftentimes within hours, we've got the funds allocated and approved and sent on their way.
And if there's a problem that requires a vendor, we pay the vendor. If they're behind on the rent, we pay the landlord.
Yeah, we pay people, the actual vendors, directly. Yeah.
And there's two things that are important about that, in my view, Bill. One is, if you're deployed halfway around the world, in today's world, in this technology that we have, you find out about an emergency back home, right?
Oh, soldier knows about it immediately, yes.
And they feel helpless and can't do anything about it.
That's right.
But the day or two later, when they find out that the Family Assistance Centers and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation took care of the problem, think of how good they feel knowing that their family lives in a community that cares.
That's exactly right. You know, the number one request of a soldier is take care of my family, and at the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, we do exactly that.
And Bill, you've done a lovely job of it, and I want to thank you for joining us today, and let's talk to Chaplain Morris and see if we can't have good weather the rest of the day.
Sir Thomas, I'm extremely proud to call you a partner.
Thank you, Mr. Pop. Coming up next, Mike Farron of Minnesota's Family Assistance Centers and Chaplain John Morris of the Minnesota National Guard joins us right here on Newstalk 100.3 FM. This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Today we're talking with Mike Farron, the supervisor of Minnesota's Family Assistance Centers. Mike, thanks for stopping off the golf cart and talking to us today.
My pleasure. I can't think of a better place to be.
Can you tell our listeners what are the Family Assistance Centers in Minnesota and what do you do?
Basically, we are DOD funded Family Assistance Centers. We have 11 locations throughout the state of Minnesota. We're there to provide basically any kind of resource and referrals for any colored uniform. We are purple, so it doesn't matter what color uniform you're wearing. You can come in and find us, and we'll get you the resources you need.
So if there's a Minnesota military family in some kind of need, they call you?
They can call us. They can email us. They can stop in any one of the offices. Even if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and they're having a major emergency, they can give us a call. We answer the phone 24/7.
And you've got a lot of resources in your quiver. What type of things do you help them with?
Anything from financial assistance. We can get them hooked up to counseling, to the VA. We can check on their pay status, different things like that, their LES statements. We have access to their DEERS and to make sure that their TRICARE is all set up and things like that. So just about any question a family or military service member could have, we can find the answer for them.
And one of the resources that you have in your bag of tricks is the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Can you tell us how that works?
It's a fantastic big trick in the bag. That's definitely for sure. We have been partnered with them for many years now. It's a great organization. If a service member is in a financial crisis, we can submit a grant request to the MMFF. Usually get it turned around within 24 hours, and we're off and running for that service member to deal with that crisis.
And how important is that to a deployed service member when they know today if there's an emergency back home?
It speaks volumes to the foundation and how they do things. I talk to my counterparts all the time, and they're amazed that we are able to turn around things in 24 hours. Usually it's 4 to 6 weeks for a lot of other states' funding. So we're way ahead of the curve in Minnesota.
And can you give us an example of the type of grant that you submit to the MMFF?
Sure. Let's say a deployed service member is overseas and his wife wakes up in the morning in the middle of November and their heater goes out. It's not blowing anything but cool air now. That's a crisis in Minnesota. That's happened numerous times. And basically, as soon as we get that, we verify that's the problem. We get a contractor out there. The grant goes through, and usually they're paid the next day, and the furnace is in usually within a couple hours.
So you and your folks meet face-to-face with the families help them resolve whatever type of issues there might be there. And
absolutely.
And if it's a financial emergency, then you submit a grant request to the MMFF.
That is correct.
And we get it solved and get everybody back on an even keel.
Everybody's back up and running.
Mike, you're doing a fantastic job. Thanks for stopping off the golf cart to chat with us for a bit today.
My pleasure.
And now joining us from the Minnesota National Guard is the State Chaplain, Lieutenant Colonel John Morris. Chaplain, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Tom, it's an honor to be with you here on KTLK today, and I'm happy to talk about military families and all the great things that are being done on their behalf.
Chaplain, we just had a chat with Mike Farron, the supervisor of the Family Assistance Centers in Minnesota, and he told us about all the fine work they do and all the due diligence that they do for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation to help the military families. But all of this goes back to tell us about the chaplain service, which you head up for the Minnesota National Guard. Really, the family work starts with you, doesn't it, sir?
It does quite often. There are 21 Army Guard chaplains and 8 great Air National Guard chaplains, and then we have 40 assistants between the two branches. Quite often what will happen is a soldier or an airman will have problems, and their enlisted supervisor or their officer will bring them to the chaplain. And we're kind of a triage service. We'll meet with that soldier airman, and often it's a family-related problem. And then we reach out to Mike and the Family Assistance Centers through Mike to the Military Family Foundation if there's a financial need. So it's a continuum of care, and we're often the first person, and then we connect them to the next level of care. And having the foundation there gives us the ability to do what we would do on active duty if we were at an installation, and that is be able to bring some financial resources to bear if needed in real crises.
Chaplain, I'm sure there's a whole range of things that you help the troops with, the soldiers and airmen, and the Family Assistance Center and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation is just part of the resources. You stay probably busier than anyone in the Guard. Tell us about what you do for the families a little bit.
Well, most predominantly, we help with marriages. You know, there's nothing about deployments that naturally strengthens a marriage. So we do a lot of premarital counseling, a lot of marital counseling on the back end of a deployment. We do marriage retreats. The Air and the Army side, every month there's a retreat somewhere in Minnesota for 30 couples. Out of those retreats comes a lot of counseling with people saying, we really want to work on our marriage, we want to strengthen it. We do a lot of one-on-one work with young single soldiers and airmen. Often it's trying to, you know, figure out a purpose. I'm in the military. I like that, but I need to go to school. I want to have a career in the civilian world. How do I do that? How do I put my life together? A lot of searching and big questions that are seeking answers come to us from our single soldiers and airmen. You know, purpose in life, depression, breakup of relationships. We're always doing that. And every chaplain probably sees, even when they're not on drill weekend, 4 or 5 airmen or soldiers during the week or take phone calls. And then parenting issues, because we have a large number of people that are married. They have children. How do we do this with multiple deployments and different issues related to their children? So this keeps us busy throughout the whole family cycle.
And Chaplain, the Minnesota National Guard initiated a reintegration program.
It did.
Can you tell us about that briefly?
Well, General Sheloto and the experience of his coming back from Vietnam and that great generation of Vietnam veterans, General Sheloto, when he was the adjutant general, decided he wasn't going to allow his soldiers and airmen to be treated the way he'd been treated. And I would say, really, that's nationwide, Tom. I think every good thing that we have today for Operation Rocky Freedom, Enduring Freedom, and New Dawn is a direct result of Vietnam veterans standing up around the country and saying, no, we're not going to let anybody do to this generation what was done to us. And I think we are often receiving the kindness of America on behalf of the Vietnam generation. I think people feel guilty about it, and they want to make it right, and so they give us maybe too much. But General Sheloto said, look, let's figure out a way to help people make the tough adjustment from combat to home. And so he helped build, over time, a step-by-step program that became the national law for all the Guard and Reserve. All the components go through some version of General Sheloto's reintegration program. And then he kept building. He turned it into a pre-deployment program. Let's set families up for success. And let's train them to endure these deployments. And, you know, it's a 360 full-cycle program that I think saves marriages, helps children, saves lives, and helps Minnesota in particular, because we get a more productive soldier and airman back into our society as a result.
And Chaplain, information on that program can be found at beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
That's right. That's right. And that's a great one-stop site. There's so many sites out there, so we try to pull all that information into one place, and that's a great place to go.
And Chaplain, we've proclaimed I don't know how many cities and communities as Yellow Ribbon. Can you explain that to the listeners?
Yes, Governor Plenty picked this up, and Governor Dayton's running with it full strength. The concept is to attune every community in Minnesota to the needs of military families in their midst, and then to help train those communities and help those communities synchronize all their services so that military families basically receive the same level of support they would if they were at Fort Bragg or if they're at Norfolk for the Navy or Camp Pendleton for the Marine Corps. Because we have thousands of families here in Minnesota and 30-some-odd thousand military children who don't have access to all they would at a military installation, but they have great Minnesota communities. So we're harnessing the goodwill of our communities to help us during this long war.
And, Chaplain, you've been gracious enough to help us open this golf tournament here today, and you're going to say some words before dinner tonight. It's quite an event, isn't it?
Well, it is quite an event. I've got the easy part, Tom. You had the hard part, the goodwill of 3M, your hard work, Bill Pop's hard work, and all the volunteers here making this possible. And, again, this is a great example. You're a Vietnam veteran. You and your generation saying, hey, we're gonna not just say it in words, not just put up yellow ribbons. We'll go beyond the yellow ribbon. We're going to put feet to our feelings, and we'll make sure America treats this generation right. So we in this current generation can't thank you enough, and we honor you for your service.
My generation, Chaplain, is saying never again are we going to let our troops be treated the way we were. And what's water over the dam for us, but it feels good to make sure that today's troops are taken care of.
Well, we appreciate it. God bless you.
Chaplain, thanks for stopping by and joining us today.
Thanks for all your listeners as well.
That was from the Minnesota National Guard. That was Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel John Morris on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Coming up next, Craig Hansen of Tartan Park and Todd Schwarzenbach of the 3M Military Support Network will join us at Newstalk 100.3 FM. This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Lyons. It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelado.
Since 9/11, there have been many organizations that have taken up the cause of caring for soldiers and their families. However, there is one organization in particular that I would like to highlight. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation, or MMFF, is a community-supported fund founded in November 2004. Contributions are made by people who understand the sacrifices that military families make in order to serve our state and country. Sacrifices that sometimes may result in an unexpected financial hardship for the military family. Whether it's a grant or a loan, the MMFF is there to help ease the burden of the hardship until that military family can get on its feet again. The foundation honors requests for household expenses such as utilities, rent and mortgages, household and appliance and repair, auto repairs, transportation and lodging for families to visit a hospitalized soldier, family counseling, and medical expenses. The MMFF makes a difference not only in the lives of the military family, but also improves the morale and safety of other military personnel. When a soldier is distracted because of concerns about financial issues back home, they are not fully engaged in the mission abroad. That puts them and the people around them at risk. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation helps turn a bad situation into a positive situation for the soldier and the people with whom they serve. When the MMFF helps military families, they make a difference for all military personnel and families. I salute the Minnesota Military Family Foundation for their generous service and goodwill toward the men and women of the armed forces.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelado. You can find out more about Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs programs by calling 1-888-LINK-VET or online at minnesotaveteran.org. Joining us in this segment is Craig Hansen, the operations manager of the Tartan Park Golf Club in Lake Elmo, Minnesota, and Todd Schwarzenbach, who is the current chair of the Military Support Network at 3M. Gentlemen, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Thanks a lot, Grant. Great to be here.
Thanks, Tom.
Todd, can you tell our listeners what the Military Support Network is all about at 3M?
I sure can, Tom. You know, we're a group that was an employee-started group in 3M about 3 years ago to really look at our 3M employees who are military members or have military members and their families of them. And really we try to look at a lot of services that we can use while they're deployed to help ease some of those burdens from shoveling driveways in the winters and those cold Minnesota winters to making meals and things like that. So really a group focused at supporting our own at 3M. We also work with a few organizations really that we believe strongly in, like the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. We also work with Scoops for the Troops and then Serving Our Troops to really provide support as 3M into our community to help our own.
Yeah, the third organization?
Scoops for Our Troops. So it's Serving Our Troops.
Serving Our Troops.
Scoops for Our Troops.
Which is part of the Gold Star Moms.
It is. And then the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
And you joined us last year. We had the first annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And you joined us. Excuse me. Tim McElroy was the chair at that point.
Right.
He joined us.
Right.
You came over and helped sponsor that tournament last year, which was a big success. And then you just told a story a little while ago about we changed venues, didn't we?
So we did change venues. And the story I told was, we played extremely mediocre. So we found out, that we had different ways to try to, do something other than be mediocre and win prizes. And we talked about golf lessons. We talked about, walking the course to get some insider tips. And we figured the best way was to work with the folks of out here at Tartan Park to actually host it ourselves and stack the deck in our favor. So we couldn't be more excited as 3M and as Tartan Park to be such a little part of a big event that we have out here. So really fortunate.
So, of course, what you're talking about is Tartan Park is also known as the 3M Golf Club.
It is the 3M Golf Club, and a place that we're really honored and privileged to have out here as the employees, but also a great place to have an event.
And 3M stepped up to be the host sponsor this year. And also through 3M Cares, which is your retired group,
right?
You helped the Minnesota Military Family Foundation when we had an opportunity to sell some raffle tickets for the Minnesota Twins game.
Yep.
All we needed was 20 volunteers to go out there and participate. And, of course, we didn't have them, but I called Tim McElroy, and we had them shortly, and they joined me. So,
it's really special. I tell you, the 3M group, you give them a good reason to support the community. And you get a lot of people that come out. So whether it's the events like selling raffle tickets or volunteering, here today, they really come out to support their own, and that's pretty neat to see.
And, Greg, thanks for joining us. You and I have known each other for almost a year. Do you know that?
Do you believe it?
Where did that go? We're finally here. Tournament is here today, isn't it?
It sure is.
Greg Hansen is the operations manager at Tartan Park, and you've really gone above and beyond the call of duty. You've been terrific to work with. Tell us about the course what goes on here with the 3M culture.
Well, I'd be happy to. Back when McKnight was CEO, this is back in the 30s, in 1936, he founded an organization called the 3M Club. And the 3M Club is basically an organization that would provide recreational and charitable and educational opportunities and activities for the 3M employee. He felt way back then that the work-life balance was very important to family and to the employee. And so as part of that, in 1954, this particular property was purchased, and then through a succession of additions, like in 1968, the clubhouse was built and so on and so forth, this facility became available then for the 3M Club member. And what we hope to do is provide those opportunities, or a venue actually, for those educational and recreational and charitable opportunities. So this particular golf tournament really fit in well with our mission, and we're so happy that 3M knocked on our door and enabled us to partner with this.
And over the course of the last year, you've had an opportunity to meet some people from the Washington County Yellow Ribbon. And to travel with us up to Camp Ripley, and you've really learned a lot about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I heard that you were speaking at the Yellow Ribbon Network meeting in Washington County earlier this spring or late winter, and so I wanted to hear about it, and that was 2 hours of time very well spent. A person can't sit in and listen to something like that and not feel moved. And I am not one of those in the brotherhood of the military, so to speak. So what we're trying to do is do our part. Since I wasn't able to serve, I'm here to help in any way that we can. So I'm very, very glad that the staff out of Tartan Park and 3M was able to work with us, or us with them, I should say, to make this tournament happen.
And we've got a beautiful location and golf course, 27 holes. How many acres here?
It's about 483 acres. A lot of it's water. A lot of it's golf course. There, as you said, there's 27 holes, and tennis courts, and there's picnic pavilions for those family and division picnics. Myriad volleyball courts and four softball fields, and it's really quite a complex. We're very fortunate to have the support of the company, and have the support of the employees to sustain this.
And I've personally found both the water, the grass, as well as the sand out there in a short about hour and a half.
We're going to get you back on the
So it does exist.
Good quality water, and it's good.
Greg, we've filled up your course today. We've got 48 foursomes and 35 volunteers and some other folks here. And tonight up in this beautiful facility, we're going to have a nice banquet, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're really looking forward to it.
And is that facility available to other businesses? And
you know, it is. It's right now it's exclusive to the 3M Club member, but we are looking at alternative ways to make it available to those what we call friends of 3M, those companies and accounts that 3M's affiliated with.
Well, Todd, the last year or a couple of years with the 3M Military Sport Network and the last year with Craig, you guys have been just tremendous and a big help to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation to raise money to help take care of Minnesota military families. And I appreciate all the support that you've given to us. And this gentleman, Todd, has really done a great job to help with the tournament. We couldn't pull this off today without Craig.
No, it's wonderful. And Tom, and we really appreciate the relationship too. And this is a really fun special event, just another fun step in a long relationship and journey. So on behalf of Craig and I and everybody here, thank you so much.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Todd Schwarzenbach, the chair of the 3M Military Sport Network, and Craig Hansen, the operations manager at the Tartan Park Golf Club in Lake Elmo. Coming up next, we'll go around robin, visiting with many of the other key players in this tournament. That's here on Newstalk 100.3 FM. This is the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Welcome back to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. We're at Tartan Park Golf Course today, raising funds for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And my guest I just pulled off his card is Roger Anderson from Anderson Engineering. Roger, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. We're really happy to be a part of such a great event. As you know, I'm a Vietnam vet, and we're happy to participate here and help out all the veterans in the state of Minnesota. And as a Vietnam vet, it has special meaning to me. We also are helping out with sponsoring a hole here because we are a veteran-owned business. And as a result, we've had some great opportunities with the federal government that's been good for our firm and good for us. So thank you for letting us be here.
Roger, thanks for participating, and thanks for the silent auction items that you contributed as well.
You're welcome, Tom.
I hope you hit them long and straight, and thanks for joining us. That was Roger Anderson from Anderson Engineering joining us here on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour on Newstalk 100.3 FM. And now joining us is Lee Lyons from Cinerama in Eden Prairie. Lee, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be out here today.
What are you doing out here at a golf course when you're supposed to be back making signs?
Well, wonderful opportunity to be out here and help a lot of people raise money to serve our troops and take care of their families while they're overseas or on duty away from home.
And Lee, you were in the service?
Yes, sir, I was.
Which branch?
I was in Air Force, Staff Sergeant.
Back about the time I was in Vietnam?
Yes, sir.
And so you were easy to talk to when I needed somebody to help with signs for this event.
Yes, and as soon as you told me what the cause was, I was ready, willing, and able to step up. Yes, sir.
We're having a beautiful day at the Tartan Park Golf Course.
And it is.
Thanks for all your help, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
Joining us now is a gentleman named Joe Kelly. Joe, I haven't talked to you in person since the Memorial Day show when you joined me on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Well, Tom, it's a pleasure to see you again, just like it was to be on your show on Memorial Day. So.
And can you tell us, what are you doing at a golf course on a Tuesday afternoon?
Well, I can tell you I'm not working, but I'm out here supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. I am one of the board members of the foundation. And we're out here today, obviously raising some money for the families of our military members. I have a theory that in order to keep our young men and women motivated and working overseas, they have to believe what they're doing is important for our country. They have to believe that their fellow citizens support what they're doing, and they need to know that their families are being taken care of back here in Minnesota. And with that, with those three requirements met, they're going to do the great work that our country needs them to do, and an event like today goes a long way to making that happen.
And General, you recently retired, but generals never retire, do they?
No, they don't. And I don't think we should. I think we have an obligation to continue to serve. And even though we've had our time, there are great Americans that stepped up behind us, and we still have an obligation to lead and support, and that's why it's such a pleasure to be here today with you, Tom.
General, thanks for taking a moment off the golf cart and stopping by to say hello to the listeners, and shoot them long and straight, sir.
My pleasure. We'll try. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. That was General Joe Kelly from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Joining us now is Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies. Chad, I just pulled you off your golf cart. You're out here at Tartan Park, the golf club in Lake Elmo today. What are you doing here? You're supposed to be out selling insurance.
Well, Tom, as you know, we're out supporting a good cause today, playing for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. So the Golf Classic has been great. And you actually didn't pull me off the golf course. I was over getting a massage.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Bill Pop from Pop Communications was kind enough to set up a couple of people here. So I'm taking full advantage of it.
Well, that's why the ladies are happy now. You're not over there bothering them.
Well, actually, I'm thinking they saw my last hole. And they, you know, kind of figured I needed it.
It was that bad.
It's been ugly. But that's all right. It's a beautiful day. Again, great cause.
This is your second year out here
supporting
us?
Second year, yep.
Appreciate it.
Tom, you do a great job. Everything out here is first class. And, you know, the military should be proud that you're doing the kind of thing that you do for them and support that you're giving them. So keep it up.
Thank you, Chad. We'll let you get back to the golf course and hit them long and straight now.
Great. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
That was Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies here on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. Joining us now is retired Major General Harry Sieben and retired Brigadier General Denny Lord. I hit the daily double. Generals, welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour.
Happy to be here, Tom Lyons. Thanks for sponsoring us.
Thanks, General Sieben.
Thank you, Tommy. You're a great American.
General Lord, I understand you flew helicopters in Vietnam.
I did. Many years ago, when you were just a mere pup, I did that. So.
Well, you know, I'm a Vietnam veteran.
Well, I know you are, but you must have been 10 or 11 years old when you're over there. You're a youngster, right?
10 years old when I went. 10 years old.
Is that now, did they make the radio program, Good Morning Vietnam, based on what you, your results?
Good Morning Vietnam! Well, that was me. You got it.
Well, you guys are really old to be talking about war stories like that.
General Sieben, it's a Tuesday afternoon and you're out at the Tartan Park golf course in Lake Elmo for a good cause.
What a great place to be and what a great cause it is. The families of these serving military members. A wonderful deal.
And your foursome has yourself and General Lord and a third general.
And Major General Rod Hanula, who had been division commander of the Red Bull Division back in the day.
And go ahead, General Lord.
Tommy, I'd like to really thank you and your colleague Bill Pop for what you've done for the military organizations across the state of Minnesota and also throughout the country. You guys really set the bar pretty high. In seriousness, you've really done a super job taking care of military families and soldiers. And I, for one, really appreciate that because sometimes I think we forget about them. And you keep reminding people of that we need to support them, and I thank you for that.
Thank you, General. You know, you and I have had this conversation before, but as Vietnam veterans, they didn't treat us quite so well when we came back.
Nah, but see, that's past. You know, it's nice that we've got guys like you remember that and bring it to the forefront. So
we gotta make
keep
sure
doing
it. Today's troops are taken care of, don't we?
And you've been doing that. Thanks.
And General Sieben, you were the acting adjutant general a few years back, and you've deployed soldiers and airmen overseas. Pretty important to have somebody back here helping take care of the families, isn't it?
You bet. Those ads that you and Bill Pop do that say the number one concern of these deployed service members is take care of my family. I think that's really true. And this foundation that we're raising money for today and we're contributing to today is taking care of families. So it's a wonderful, wonderful service you're doing.
And, of course, the Minnesota National Guard has about 3,000 soldiers and airmen deployed overseas right now.
Right.
And it's pretty important to make sure that if their families experience any kind of financial trouble that somebody's there to help them. And that's the job of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, which you're a board member of.
You bet, and so are you. And, most of these troops are very low paid. They make more money in their civilian jobs, most of them. And when they get deployed, when they get activated and deployed, they usually make quite a bit less money. And this foundation assistance, when the families get in trouble with a car, the engine blows up or the furnace goes out or whatever the problems are, is a big deal to them. A couple of $1,000 to a soldier that makes a couple of $1,000 a month is a big deal.
and especially when they're deployed and they're supposed to be paying attention to their mission. And with today's technology, they can find out about these emergencies right away, can't they?
Yeah, they sure can. Yeah, there's not many secrets.
Well, General, now the big question. Is General Lord helping your foursome?
Well, let me answer that, sir. I spent a lot of time in the sand on this thing, so that's kind of helping with the young soldier in deployment. See, I get a lot of sand work on the golf course because of my inability to hit the green. So, yeah, I've been helping him a lot.
I know he worked hard when he was in Vietnam, but after that, he must play a lot of golf.
You're not letting him drive the car, are you, sir?
The last 40 years.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us on the Minnesota Military Radio Hour, and thanks for being out here to help us raise funds for this good cause.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy.
We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Minnesota Military Radio Hour. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Generals Harry Sieben and Denny Lord, Bill Popp, Popp Communications, and Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Roger Anderson of Anderson Engineering, Lee Lyons of Dynarama, Chad Nesbitt of the Nesbitt Agencies, Craig Hansen of Tartan Park, Todd Schwarzenbach of the 3M's Military Support Network, and, of course, from the Minnesota National Guard, Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel John Morris, Mike Farron of the Minnesota's Family Assistance Centers, Commissioner Larry Shelado of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about Minnesota's Yellow Ribbon Recognition Program and the VA's Million Veteran Program. That's next Sunday morning at 7, right here on News Talk 100.3 FM. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Military Radio Hour with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm located in Minneapolis. He's also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force. We hope you found this program to be informative and entertaining. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. Podcasts of this program are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadioHour.com. Thanks for listening.